我们一同祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你的怜悯和慈爱不住地扶持着你所拣选的众人。
Your mercy and loving kindness continues to uphold those who look to you.
从远古到如今，你没有更改。
From everlasting till now, you do not change.
你的话怎么出来，你就怎么执行。
And you execute according to your word.
我们谢谢主。
And we thank you, Lord.
是因着你的信实，我们可以坦然无惧地常来到你的光中。
It's because of your own faithfulness we can come often into your light without any reservation.
所以我们为着过去你在我们身上的引导和带领，我们感谢主。
So for the past guidance and leading, we thank thee, Lord.
我们为了现在和前面的日子，我们仍然要仰望主。
And for now and the days ahead, we continue to look unto thee, Lord.
但愿我们把你的话语一打开的时候，
Lord, when your word is opened up,
你话语的光就向我们解开。
May the light of your word be unfold to us.
吸引我们更靠近你心里的意念。
That you draw us ever closer to the desire of your heart. We thank thee, Lord.
因为你是非常的可靠。
Because you're trustworthy.
直到千代万代。
Throughout all generations.
直到永远。
Until ever eternity.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And bow our head and worship thee.
愿主借着圣灵的引导，让我们今天晚上在你面前更深入的进到你宝贝的心意里。
Our Lord, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit this evening, you lead us even deeper into your precious desire.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee, Lord.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
因为从诗篇一开始，一直我们读到现在。
That's from the beginning of Psalms until now.
我们主好像从人这一方面来说什么都没有。
It seems as if from the side of man we have nothing.
但是神怎么能把这些一无所有的人带到神的面前，成为神心里头最宝贝的那个器皿。
But how is it from man's perspective that we who have nothing can be brought into the desire of God to be precious vessels?
我们按照诗篇自己的分卷来看的时候，我们真是有福气，因为看见神自己的定义是如何完成在人的身上。
From the division of the book of Psalms itself, we are blessed indeed to see how the will of God is to be completed upon men.
我们已经进到第四卷了。
We have come to book 4 of the Psalms.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚的注意的。
Brothers and sisters, take note very clearly.
诗篇起初的时候，所有的交通都定在个别人的身上。
Now, at first, all of the fellowship of Psalms is focused upon the individual.
并且也是让人的眼睛去注意我们该怎么做。
It also shifts our focus to fix our eyes upon what we ought to do.
而我们以为我们做好了，神就恩待我们。
We would think if we do well our part, God will be gracious to us.
我们如果做得不好，神就不能管我们了。
If we do not do well, then God will ignore us.
就任凭我们流浪了。
And allow for us to wander.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
因为我们越看神在诗篇里头给我们看到的事实呢。
More and more as the Lord shows us the fact in the book of Psalms.
神的定义完全不是这样。
The will of God is completely not as we think.
神愿意人来拣选他。
God is willing for man to come and choose him.
但是神不是根据人在神面前做了多少就还回人多少。
Yet it is not on the foundation of how much man has done that he would repay us according to our merit.
我们都清楚的。
And we are very clear.
因为我们读创世纪的时候已经知道神造人的目的。
Now, for when we read the book of Genesis, we know the purpose of God's creation.
人的失落
，a man's fall，
神没有办法在失落的人的身上来彰显神的那个目的。
Now that God would not be able to manifest His purpose with the fallen man。
但是这不等于说神放弃。
But that does not equate to that God has forsaken。
神没有放弃。
He has never forsaken。
神是按照他自己的定义，把人一步一步的带回。原来的那个地位。
God, according to His own will, step by step, He brings man back to the original position.
那我们所以我们一直看过来的时候。
So as we continue forward,
看着从第一卷到第二卷。
When we see book one to book two,
人对神的那一个爱慕已经不。再根据我个人在神面前做什么。
The longing of man toward God is no longer fixed upon the point of what I'm able to do.
因为从具体的事情上头来说，神一直给人看见，你什么都做不到。
Because practically speaking, God continues to show man that man is unable to accomplish anything for him.
这话我们非常不服气的。
And we're not unwilling to hear such words.
因为我们吃过分别善恶树的果子的人，心里头的那个意念是很夸张的。
For a man who have taken of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we're very boastful in our attitude.
你说人都点用一不住都没有。
How can man be useless?
你看我们到过石球了，月球了。
Look how great we are. We've gone to the moon.
我们现在在找，就找另外的火星，另外的星球上面。有没有跟我们一样的生物啊？
And now we're so great to look for life on other planets.
我们都做到了。
And we're able to accomplish so much.
我们是这么厉害的人。
See how great man is.
怎么神能说我们一无所事呢？
How is it that God would call man to be useful?
当然，神看人的所作，神承认，神能做很多。
Of course, when we look at
万事其事。
Of course, when man looks at himself, we're able to do many great and wonderful things.
但是神是去给了他们一个界限。
But yet, there is a boundary which God has set for us.
你吃的日子一定死。
For the day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die.
这个死亡的界限在那里，一百，你人什么有的用处？都归于无有。
And once the boundary has been set, placed before us, no matter how great we can be, then it is still all for naught.
而神慢慢地把人带到知道我们的指望只有神的自己。
Then gradually God leads man to realize that our only hope lies with God.
那所以越亲近神的人里面对神的爱慕就越会加添。
Therefore, those who draw closer to God, the more their desire for Him grows.
旧约的人，他们没有看到神的永远的安排是怎么一个定义。
Those in the Old Testament did not see what the full will of God is.
但是他们已经知道，能活在与神同在的那个那样的光景是最。蒙福最美的。
Yet they realize the condition that they're able to be with God is most blessed and most beautiful.
那所以他们就有一些人对神有个很深的爱慕。
Therefore, there are certain individuals who have a deep longing for God.
像大卫是其中的一个。
Now, for example, David being one of them.
他越过越知道，我能与神同住。那是太好了。
Now, more and more, David would realize how wonderful it is for me to dwell with God.
但是问题在这里。
But that is the issue.
你愿意与神同在。
Yes, man may be willing to dwell with God.
那神愿不愿意与你同在呢？
But is God willing to dwell with us?
如果神说你吃不分我必须像善恶树上果子的人，根本就站在与我对立的那个位置上面，我怎么可以与你同在呢？
For with God, those of us who have partaken of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, were in fact adversaries of God. How can He abide with us?
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
人可以对把神思想成这样的一位神。
We can imagine God to be such a God.
但是神却没有这样的一点一滴的心思。
But God does not have any of such intentions against us.
所以到了卷三的时候
So when we reach book 3 of the Psalms,
我们就看到一个事情了。
We're able to see this point.
神在他所做的功德里边
That is in the work of God.
就让人从个别人所承受的祝福而进到神的目的里头，就是团体的人给带出来了。
And that is from the point of the individual have brought us into the matter of the body, of the corporate body.
但是那个只是神给他们的一个启示。
But that is only the revelation which God gives us.
如果谈起实际来的时候
If we speak practically,
还是一点门路都没有。
We're still without the means.
那所以感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
等到那个卷四开始的时候
When we reach the beginning of Psalm, the fourth book, 神就从各
个方面来指出
From many aspects that points out
神喜欢与人同住
That God delights to dwell with man
虽然在旧约的时候
Even though in the Old Testament
人在属灵的事上只能领会到我们可以在圣殿里头侍奉神。
Upon the spiritual matter, man can only understand that man is only able to serve God in the temple.
但是人的心思却是扩张到，光是侍奉神，我们觉得不够，能与神住在一起，那就好。
But man's desire has expanded to the fact that it is insufficient to satisfy us to serve him in the temple. It would be wonderful if we can dwell with him.
但是问题就是在人有条件吗?
But again, the issue is man qualified to do so?
神会悦纳这些顶撞他的人吗?
Would God accept those who oppose him?
那我们从第一章一直看,第一卷看到第三卷,我们没有很清楚地掌握得住神悦纳你。
From book 1 to book 3, we're not able to see very clearly and grasp the fact that God accepts us.
神可以帮助你脱离一些的难处。
God may help us to deliver us from trouble.
但是不等于说他完全接纳你。
But that does not mean he'll completely accept us.
但当然在旧约的时候，神也没有这一个应许给他的子民。
Of course, in the Old Testament, God also has not given that promise to his people.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
虽然那个时候不能成为事实。
Even though in those days that cannot become the reality.
但是神却让人表达了，不但是你们愿意与我同住，我也愿意与你们在一起。
God has expressed to man, not only does man have that desire to abide with the Lord, God also is willing to dwell with man.
所以读卷四的时候，弟兄姊妹，你看到有一件事情很有意思的。
Therefore, when we reach book four, there is this very meaningful matter.
神在那里表达了他愿意与人同住。
God expressed that he is willing to abide with man.
他要世世代代做人的居所。
And he is to be man's habitation for all generations.
但是这个话呢说出来能不能成为事实呢?
But even though these words are spoken, can they become a reality?
然后我们从卷四的里面就看到神把历史上的事情一步一步的提出来。
We're able then to see from book 4, God mentions the historical facts step by step.
然后头一步提出来就是神怎么创造
The first matter he proclaims is in his creation.
不仅是说神创造他是创造的源头
Not only to proclaim the fact he is the source, the origin of creation.
神更是清楚地说出神的创造的安排里头是怎么的定位
But also clearly speaks forth in his creation how he has willed and made arrangements.
那特别到上就是上个礼拜二我们所读过那几卷的新闻，你看到神整个的安排。
Especially last week when we read those chapters in all of the arrangement of God.
就一直在那里说明他要与一切被造之物同在。
Continues to express the fact that he is to be with all of his creation.
而不仅是与人同在。
And not only to be with man.
所有一切被造之物同在。
But all of creation, he is to be with them.
第一次的是104篇的那一段话。
And what is very meaningful are the words in Psalm 104.
他就是把神那一个为所造之物所做的那个安排。
And that is even with the things yet to be created and all the arrangements that God have already planned.
神不但是愿意与他们同住。
Not only is God willing to dwell with all creation.
神更给他们做了一个安排。那一个安排，如果用我们今天的话语来说的话，就是那个食物的供应链的安排。
Now, not only have he desired to dwell with all of his creation, but he has already planned, and in our understanding terms today, is the preparation of the chain of the life, the chain which provides life, the link.
104篇弟兄姊妹，如果你细心读进去的时候，你会发觉，怎么过去我们没有留意到神把这件事情说得那么的细呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, if we pay attention closely to Psalm 104, then we'll realize how is it that we did not pay such detailed attention in the past.
他不但是把一切万物造出来，也让万物彼此之间是在一个和平的那个光景的里头来存活。
Not only did God create all things, but He has planned that all things will dwell in harmony.
你很特别注意到。
We take note.
他按照这些被造之物的需要，他预备了那个食物的安排。
According to the need of each created thing, He has made arrangement prepare for the need of each created thing.
这个食物的安排非常有意思。
And this arrangement of provision is very meaningful. We somewhat mentioned it last time.
弟兄姊妹，我鼓励你们，在读到104篇的时候，放点心思进去读。
So brothers and sisters, I encourage you when you read Psalm 104 again, put a lot of thought and meditation into it.
你就看到非常有意思的问题，是我们从来没有那样去接触的。
We will encounter a very interesting point that we have never thought of before.
山怎么生出，水怎么聚在一起。
And how the mountains come forth and how all the waters are gathered together.
水聚在一起，它是怎么的分布法。
And how when the waters are gathered together, how they would also be dispersed scattered.
然后再说到在丹麦里所长出来的青草和植物。
And of course, then all the grass that is to grow and all the herbs that is to grow.
青草是给动物吃的。
And the grass is food for the animals.
从果子这一方面来看呢，神也用许许多多样式的果子来供应人的需要。
The herbs and also the fruit trees are also very many varieties which God has provided for the need of man.
当然我已经跟弟兄姊妹提过了，这个就是说人没堕落以前的那个，就是被造的以后到堕落以前的那段时间的光景。
Of course, I may mention to brothers and sisters, this is condition after the creation of man and before the fall of man.
但是在人堕落了以后，这条链没有变，但是里头的性质和内容就有点大变化了。
Though this chain, this food chain, this chain has not been broken after the fall of man, but yet the substance, the nature of this chain itself has gone drastic changes.
动物也吃肉了。
Even for the animals, they would eat meat.
人固然也吃肉。
And of course, man himself eats meat.
那因此，那个好像，被造之物彼此之中间的那一种不和谐，就显得很 清楚。
Of course, then from those actions, you're able to see from all the created things, the disharmony now is manifesting with the devouring of one another.
内容和性质虽然有改变。
Even though the nature and the substance have changed,
但是神那个安排没有更改。
Yet that arrangement of God did not change.
还是你供应我，我供应你。
It is still one supplying to another.
神104篇说到神的整个这个安排，你细细去想，就真是有意思。
When we look at this perspective in Psalm 104, we see it is very meaningful.
所以难怪，从96篇开始吧，
That's why
神就一直把那个话语从前告诉你们该怎么活，神怎么保守你们，可能扶持你们，就转过一个重点，你们要赞美神。
That's why, starting from perhaps around Psalm 96, how God shows us how we ought to live, but shifts the focus to how He keeps us, how He provides and leads us to one, we ought to be one who praises Him.
你们要唱新歌。
To sing a new song.
你们要不住的在那里颂赞神。
And you must be there continually praising God.
从96一直读到现在我们的今天我们要走过来106。
So starting from around Psalm 96 until Psalm 106 today, which we'll look through.
从96到104是神是做了这样的定义。
From Psalm 96 to Psalm 104, this is what God have willed.
105到06是说出神怎么使这个定义做成功。
And Psalm 105 and Psalm 106 shows us how He is to complete this which He has willed.
因为105、106里边所提到的问题是当人听到神要如此的恩待被造之物的时候，我们的心思 头一个反应是什么？
For when we look at 105 and 106, when we understand, realize all that God have will and how He is to complete it, what is our first natural response?
真的可以这样吗？
Can it truly be this way that as God spoke?
神会这样做吗？
Can God do so in this way?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
05, 06就给我们答案。
Psalm 105 and 106 gives us the answer.
所以我们感谢主。
Therefore, we thank the Lord.
0506一开头都是说，你们要称赞耶和华。
Psalm 105 and 106 begins with the fact, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。
Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people.
要向他唱诗歌颂，谈论他一切奇妙的作为。
Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works.
要以他的圣名夸耀，寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。
Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
神的话是这样说出来的。
And this is how the word of God is spoken.
能不能做成功呢？
Can God do so?
神会不会真的是这样做呢？
Will God really do what He says here?
当神说这样的话的时候，
And when God speaks such words,
人好像没办法能接得上。神啊，你说的话都是真的。
It seems as if these words of God are spoken, man is not able to accept the fact that God, these words of yours are true and trustworthy.
但是神说，你说我们又不住的在那里称颂赞美你，你这个要求会不会也是太高了一点？
So then when God tells man continually to give thanks unto him, when we question God and say, this is too high of a requirement for us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主把我们造出来就是为了他的荣耀。
For God have created us for his glory.
那为什么他会叫我们做一些不能显出他荣耀的事。
How could it be he would ask us to do something that would not manifest his glory?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们对神的认定常常 不能在那最准确的那个点抓住。
Now many times how we acknowledge the Lord, we cannot grab on of the most accurate point which He wants us to acknowledge.
但是神就说话了。
And God speaks then.
神的话要把我们带到神所说的话一定完成的那一个保证。
And the word of God leads us to understand that He will complete exactly as He's spoken and He gives us that guarantee.
神要求我们称颂他。
God demands that we praise Him.
神要求我们高举他。
He requires that we exalt Him.
神要求我们传扬他所做的功。
And He wants us to declare the work of His hand.
神要求我们学习以他的名为我们的夸耀。
And He desires for us to glory in His holy name.
而这个件事情能成为一个完整的事实吗？
Can it be that all this requirement of His be manifested as completely complete fact?
感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我们读到106篇， 105篇。
When we read Psalm 105,
你立刻就看见神把他心里的话说出来了。
Immediately we realize that God speaks forth the heart, the word in His heart.
神所说的话就是要求人，你要听我所说的。
And this is the requirement of God to man. Listen to what I say.
如果你听得懂我所说的，
If you understand what I speak,
你们就能享用神用着他的一切来扶持使你供应你带领你并且充满你。
If youUnderstand what I speak, then you'll realize God will use all, His all, to support you, to provide for you, to lead you, and to fill you.
凭什么呢?
According to what?
我们感谢主，我们现在一直看到这里的时候，你已经应该很清楚一件事了，不是靠我们所做的。
To this point, we should already clearly see one thing. It is never according to what we're able to do.
神就用他的祝福来补满我们。
It is God using His own, by His own blessing, He fills what we lack.
完全和这个没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with this.
因为你除非你没有看到，你看到的时候，你不能不承认所有的一切都是神做的。
Unless we do not see it, but if we see it, then we realize all is completed by God Himself.
神要人去做。
When God asks man to do it.
人起初不以为神所说这个话有什么了不起。做就做嘛。
Man did not realize the severity, the greatness of what God requires. If you want me to do it, I'll do it.
神把律法给他们的时候，他们怎么回答神？
So you recall the example when God gave the law to the people of Israel, what did they reply?
凡神所吩咐我们的，我们都遵守。
Give us the law, we'll keep all that you command of us.
真的吗？
Is that true?
不用了不太久，就在出埃及记里头，就接二连三连四连五的人在神面前显出他的悖逆和顽梗。
Now, very quickly, right after that episode, man reveals again and again repeatedly our stubbornness and our ignorance.
那时候，所以在105篇，我们现在开始的时候呢，你就看到了神说，我要你要求你们做这个事情，你们做得到的。
So at the beginning of Psalm 105, God shows us what I require of you is something that you're able to do.
因为你们做得到不是根据你们自己能做。
And the fact that you're able to do this is not according to your own strength.
乃是根据我的诚实和怜悯。
But it is according to my mercy and my faithfulness.
我说过是这样，事情就一定是这样。
Because I have spoken in this way, surely this will be done.
那所以我们感谢我们的主。
So we praise and thank our Lord.
刚才我们读到第七节。
We read verse 7 earlier.
那我在那里再念一遍。
I'll read that again.
他是耶和华我们的神，全地都有他的判断。他纪念他的约，直到永远。他所吩咐的话，直到千代。
He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded to 1,000 generations.
这是什么?
What does this mean?
这是神的本性。
This is God's own nature.
他跟你说过了。
what he has spoken to you, and that is made sure there. He said he will do this. And he himself will complete it.
人能做不能做,
yeah, whether man is capable or not, that does not change what he has willed.
非常重要的一个事实神点出来。
This is a very important point which God shows us.
用简单的话来说就是神说, 我是不改变的神。
Simply stated, God is telling us He is a God who never changes.
用具体的事情来说,
and practically speaking,
神在这里就说,
God tells us here,
我跟人立约,
when I made the covenant with man, with who?
跟亚伯拉罕,
with Abraham,
跟雅各,
Isaac, Jacob,
跟以色列,
and Israel.
神跟人立约,
when God made covenant with man.
那么立了约又怎么样呢?
And then what?
一个最重要的事情,
a very important fact.
约是立过了,
yes, the covenant has been made.
约有没有执行是一个很重要的事。
It is very important whether the covenant has been executed.
如果那个约没有执行的话,
if the covenant is not acted upon,
你立一千一百一万个约都没有用。
No matter how many covenants you make, 100, 1,000, 10,000, it is useless, but we thank God.
他跟人立约, 他只立一个约。
When he made a covenant with man, it is only one covenant.
这个约是有好几方面。
Now, of course, there are many aspects to this covenant.
但是归纳起来是一件事。
But in summary, it is one covenant.
神要叫与人联合。
That is, God desires to be in union with man.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你注意神在105篇这里就说出一些话， 乃是 印证从96一直到105。
Now, notice the words that God speaks here. It is to confirm all His words spoken in Psalm 96 to Psalm 105.
神对人的那个要求,
the requirement of God toward man,
毫无保留的实行的出来,
without any reservation, it is able to be acted upon.
乃是神的信实, 所做成的那一个保证。
It is solely by the guarantee of God's own faithfulness.
那所以我们回过头来看 104篇, 末了我们上一次最后的时候提过了，多提了一下的那句话。
Therefore, if we go back a bit to look at the words in Psalm 104 which we made mention last time at the end.
那是33节到34节。
That is Psalm 104, verses 33 and 34.
我要一生上耶和华唱诗，我还活的时候，要向我的神歌颂，愿他以我的默念为甘甜，我要因耶和华欢喜。
I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you see this.
神怎么个觉得他得着满足呢?
When is God feel that He is satisfied?
神没有说太多其他的事。
God did not say many other things.
他在这里就特别提到那一点。
But He makes mention of this point here.
如果人会默念神所做的事,
if man will meditate upon His work,
以神作为他们默念的, 那一个对象,
that God is the very one whom man meditates upon.
神说我就满足了。
God says, then I shall be satisfied.
并且那个满足是非常甘甜的满足。
And it is a meditation that will be very sweet unto Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在我们来到105篇的时候, 我们就要看了为什么人对神有了默念, 默念神的所事, 默念神的所做,
we see then from Psalm 105, why is it that when man meditates on who God is, meditates on what He has done, set our heart upon that, that he would be very satisfied.
106篇就说了，因为是我要做的。
In Psalm 105, it tells us that it's because all those things is what God desires to do.
我做这些事情不是只是口头跟你们说, 口头让你们说,
I will do all of this is not only because I can only speak these words.
我是用另一个方式跟你们说的。
But I will accomplish this and I will show you by making a covenant with you.
说到另一个事情，你看到一切被造之物包括人在内，如果他们能立约的话，他们所立的约都 不一定有保证的。
Now, if any of God's creation, including man, if we can make a covenant, we know those covenants, there's no guarantee.
但是本身说，我跟你们所立的约是有保证的。
But God himself says, the covenant which I make with you, and I will guarantee.
什么保证呢？
What is that surety?
我都不改变。
It is the fact that I do not change.
我跟你立过约。
Because I made the covenant with you.
千代万代，这个事实都没有，不会更改。
It is forever, through a thousand generations, it will never change.
你们可以失约。
Though you may be unfaithful.
但是我要按照立约的事情来继续执行。
But according to the covenant which I made with you, I will continue forward with it.
直到它完成。
Until it is complete.
提到神与人立约这一个事情
，When we make mention of this point that God makes covenant with man，
不然是在一面说出神的信实
，On the one hand it speaks forth，
没有更改
，It speaks forth of God's faithfulness， He changes not。
但是问题就在这里
，But here's the issue here。
神如果要做一件事情
，If God desires to do certain things，
他不需要与人立约。
He does not need to make a covenant with man。
他自己就做的可以。
He can just do so。
但是神要经过与人立约，然后才做那个事。
But it is first through the act of making this covenant with man, then he will do what he had planned to do。
为什么神要这样做
？Why is it that God first has to make the covenant？
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
神借着这样做
，It is through this act，
正好在那里向人显明，神是信实的，人都是虚谎的。
To reveal the fact that He is faithful and all of man is vanity。
如果人要成就神所要做的事情
，If man desires to complete what God desires，
人只能伏在神的权柄的底下，接受。神所做成的。
The only way which man can complete what God desires is to submit under his authority and accept what God himself have completed.
但是神要这样做就可以这样做。
God can do whatever he desires to do.
他不要与人立约。
He does not need to first make the covenant with man.
他根本就不需要与人立约。
That is not needed at all.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你看到神与人立约
，We see that he makes the covenant with man first. What does that reveal to us?
头一件事情
，The first thing is
说明神降卑他自己。
It reveals the fact he has condescended himself.
因为神跟人立约
，Because the fact that he would lower himself to make the covenant.
人是什么
？What is man?
你凭什么可以与神立约
？By what are we qualified to have God make a covenant with us? What is our position before God?
你们的本体是什么
？What is our own nature?
你怎么可以与神立约
？How is it we're qualified to even enter a covenant with God?
就没有这个条件在这。
We're not qualified whatsoever. But we thank the Lord.
神说
，God says，
我不是根据你本身有没有这个条件。
Not according if you're qualified or not。
我是根据我自己的信实与你立约。
But according to my own faithfulness, I enter into this covenant with you。
你能接受过来
？If you can accept it。
主说，我很喜乐。
The Lord says, I am glad。
你不能接受过来
？If you cannot accept this covenant，
我也没有灰心。
I am not discouraged.
我还是要照着我的定规来做。
Nevertheless, I will do as I have said.
做到一个地步。
And I will do so to a condition.
把你们这些根本不能与神相配的人，照到一个地步，可以与神相配。
I will work until this condition that you are unworthy and matching with me, that you will be in a condition that is worthy matching with me.
是把你们的地位升高来的。才能有立约的条件和资格在那里。
And I will exalt you to such a point that now you are deemed qualified to enter into a covenant.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看到神说，我用立约的方法来保证。
So God enters into a covenant to show us this is the way which he will guarantee this will be done.
人也会这样想。
Perhaps man will think this way.
我可以 不守约。
Maybe I won't keep my agreement.
你也一样可以不守约。
Well, if I don't keep the agreement, you won't either.
神说这个事情你不必在我身上寻找。
God says, you don't even need to consider that with me.
他怎么说呢？
What does God say?
他说啊。
God says,
他纪念他的约，直到永远。
He remembers his everlasting covenant.
第八节
verse 8.
他所吩咐的话直到千代。
He have remembered his covenant forever, his word which he commanded to 1,000 generations.
永远不改变吗？
This is never changing.
可靠不可靠？
Is that trustworthy or not?
也可以你这样说。
Perhaps you can say it in this way.
但是有没有事实做证明？
Is there a reality to prove this? We thank the Lord.
就证明给我们。
And so God shows us, he proves to us. How does he prove to us?
106篇底下的，你整篇的诗，整篇的记载都是神用他的所作来印证他的所赐。
The rest of Psalm 105 prove this to us, all that he has done to show us that he will do exactly as he says.
那因此我们要留意神的启示在这里怎么发表。
So here then we have to pay attention how God reveals this to us.
他说
He says,
第八节，他纪念他的约，直到永远。他吩咐的话，直到千代。那是约是什么？永远不改变的那个约是什么？这里就提了，首先提一件，就是与亚伯拉罕所立的约，像以撒所起的事。他又将这约像雅各定为律，像以色列定为永远的约。
When God says he have remembered his covenant forever and the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, he proves to us this is the very covenant which he made with Abraham, the oath which he gave unto Isaac, which he confirmed the same unto Jacob and to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个事。
Brothers and sisters, you see this.
这个是谁与人在跟堕落的人立约的头一件。
This is the first fact he reveals to us, the covenant which he has entered into with the fallen man.
那这一个约是跟谁立呢？
And who is this covenant made with?
跟亚伯拉罕。
With Abraham.
跟以撒立。
To Isaac.
跟雅各立。
And Jacob.
跟以色列人立。
And Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
神立约的对象可以这样的，一代传一代，一代传一代。
The object, the audience whom he has entered a covenant with can be passed from generation to generation.
立约的人可以不存在了。
And perhaps those who he entered into covenant with are no longer there.
但是神在那里显明。
But God is there manifesting.
这一个约不是只是跟他一个人立。
This covenant is not only set with this person.
是连他的子孙也包在这个立约的对象。
But also his descendants, his offspring is also included in that covenant.
所以你就看到了这一个约是怎么立的呢？
So how is this covenant set?
头一个开始。是跟亚伯拉罕。
It was first set with Abraham.
直到永远是跟亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And forever means it's to the seeds, the seed of Abraham.
不管以色列人传了多少代。
No matter how many generations are Israel.
所以他立约的这一件事情没有改变。
The fact that God have made the covenant with them does not change.
那么神跟他跟亚伯拉罕立个什么约呢？
So what is that covenant which God has made with Abraham?
一个具体的事实摆在这里。
A very practical matter is placed here.
他要把迦南地赐给他们做产业。
He is to give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance.
感谢神。
We thank God.
你留意。
If you take note.
虽然从亚伯拉罕被召一直到现在
，Even from the call of Abraham until now，
过了多少的年日呢
？How many days have passed？
准确的日子我们没办法知道。
Now we may not know the exact number, accurate time。
但是如果从大略上的日子呢
？But if we say a general amount of time，
大概有五六千年吧。
Now perhaps 5,000-6,000 years。
因为从主降生到现在，一般来说就是2017了。
So from the descent of the Lord till now is 2017 in general.
从亚伯拉罕到基督多少呢？
And how long is the history from Abraham to Christ?
准确的我没有办法能计算得很准确。
We cannot calculate to a very exact number.
大概有是两三千年。
It's about 2,000-3,000 years.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
So brothers and sisters,
我们就不扯说它是五千年吧。
If we just say, estimate to be about 5,000 years.
五千年里头。
Within these 5,000 years.
地上的邦国的转变了多少。
How many changes in the kingdoms as they rise and fall?
你看这个事实的时候。
Even when we look at this on one point alone,
你就看着地上的邦国转变的太多了。
We can see so many of the changes in the kingdoms.
Babylon, 很兴旺。
They were prosperous.
但是现在没有了。
But they are no longer.
亚述也是蛮厉害的。
Assyrian was very powerful.
现在也不存在。
They no longer exist.
埃及也有过名。有个名誉的意思。
Egypt was also very famous for a time. And they are also gone.
我们说回到我们自己。
And we look at ourselves.
我们说我们中华民族吧。
We say for the Chinese kingdom.
弟兄姊妹你说中华民族这个名称还留在。
You say the name it still exists.
但是朝代是经过多少的朝代。
But for so many different dynasties.
哎呀。我们没办法算。
No, we cannot calculate.
因为一算到战国时代，你只有那几个大国，你算得出来。
Because when we go to the history of China with the warring states, you can only know the greater powers and too many other ones.
你要是说到比较，从中古时代一直到现在，我们也许能背得出来，但是你没办法计算它当中的那个变化。
But even with the Chinese history alone, perhaps we can count a certain number of dynasties, but there are so many changes that we just cannot understand.
像我们读历史的时候，你算唐宋元明清。
So when we read the Chinese history, you can say there's the Tang Dynasty, there's the Song Dynasty, there's the Yun Dynasty, and there's the Ming Dynasty, and then the Qing Dynasty.
中华民国。
And then you can say the modern Chinese history.
现在是中华人民共和国。
And then you can say now the present day China.
看看那个朝代变了多少。
And you can see so many different kingdoms throughout.
太多了。
There's just too many.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你要是从以色列身上去看。
When you look upon Israel themselves.
或者你从亚伯拉罕的那个起头来看。
Or even if we begin with Abraham.
神说你，我把迦南地给你们。
God says, I will give you the land of Canaan.
你们要在那里建造国度。
And there you shall establish the kingdom.
不单是你们在那里成长。
Not only will you prosper and grow there.
你们的成长跟神那永远的救赎的旨意连接在一起。
But your growth there is closely connected with the kingdom of God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这几千年过去了。
All these thousands of years.
以色列还是以色列。
Israel is still Israel.
虽然当然现在的以色列跟以前的以色列的人物是完全不一样。
Of course, the people of Israel is completely different than the previous people of Israel.
但是他们活在地上的那个目的和神的安排没有更改。
But the fact that they exist and that the purpose of their being, with God does not change.
我没有足够的时间把一些以色列近代的那个事情来和弟兄姊妹在在这样的聚会上面来交通。
Of course, we don't have the time to share on the history of recent day Israel, with the time we have tonight.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以去 Google 上面去找以色列来看看。
But brothers and sisters, we can simply just Google Israel and find out.
我觉得很稀奇的一件事情是什么呢？
And one thing that really amazes me is this.
中华人民共和国啊，跟以色列并不是很友好。
Now, for the People's Republic of China, we are not very friendly with Israel.
啊，但是在新华社里面出版过好几个，只有几个刊物是特别在那里讲以色列的。
But there are many Chinese articles that is specifically mentioning Israel.
啊，说他这个是个很奇异的民族。不能说奇怪，是奇异的民族。
And they will write about Israel in a way that they're not strange, but they're very profound nation and all of their history and experience.
很难有人可以想象得到。
That is unimaginable with men.
全世界到现在为止，从远古一直到现在维持着的一个国家以色列。
That all these nations rise and fall, come and go, but only Israel from ancient times exists till now.
他们立国的那个基础和寻求乃是根据神的旨意做开头。
And their foundation and their seeking begins with God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以在105篇里面，你开头那一段你就看到神跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约一直发展到现在，
so,
没有更改。
From Psalm 105, the beginning here, we see the covenant which God entered into with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob until now does not change.
这里还特别说他说出一个历史的事实。
And here it actually points out a historical fact.
11节。
Verse 11.
我必将迦南地赐给你做你产业的份。当时他们人丁有限，树木稀少，并且在那地为寄居的，他们从这邦游到那邦，从这国行到那国，他不容什么人欺负他们，为他们的缘故责备君王说，不可为难为我受膏的人，也不可恶待我的先知。
We have read from verse 11 to verse 15.
没有说完，这个刚刚开始。
But we didn't finish, that's only the beginning.
就是起初，把起初的亚伯拉罕被召以后的事情开头来数算一下历史。
So this is only just the beginning when Abraham was called, a light recount of the matters of Abraham.
我把迦南赐给你们做产业。
I give the land of Canaan to you as your inheritance.
你们迁到那里。
And wherever you go.
你们人丁稀少。
And you're very few in number.
别人也会欺负你们。
And others, will go against you.
但是别人欺负你们的时候呢，我来保护你们。
When others come against you, I suffer them not to do you wrong. I protected you.
你们在那个时候经过一些不太容易的日子。
Even though you've gone through days that are not easy.
神说，我扶持着你们。
God says, I have supported you.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果我们回到创世纪。
Now brothers and sisters, when we go back to Genesis.
你看到。
We truly see.
亚伯拉罕在那边是遭遇过不少的难处。
Yes, indeed, Abraham gone through much trouble.
以撒也遭遇过不少的难处。
And Isaac also gone through trouble.
特别有名的就是你在那里挖井，你挖一个别人来霸占你一个。
And especially the experience with Jacob, Isaac, when he dug the well, they would fill the well.
亚伯拉罕的问题更大了，是不是？
And for Abraham, it's even a greater problem.
到了那里，别人看见他的妻子撒拉还蛮不错的，对吧？连妻子都要抢去。
Now, when Abraham went to a certain place, they saw Sarah and they wanted to take Sarah as their wife and even want to take her to be the wife.
你看到这个雅各的时候也都一样。
Same with Jacob.
他逃避哥哥，他跑到
莱宾。莱班。
跑到那里，跑到，我记不起来有，你们记得，他就跑到他以后的岳父那里。
So then when Jacob escaped from his brother Esau, he went to his future father-in-law.
起初还好。
At First, the relationship was fine.
慢慢的连岳父也盯着他了。
And later on, even the father-in-law had an eye on him.
所以他又回迦南。
So then he went back to Canaan.
回到迦南以后也经过不少的难处。
Even in the land of Canaan, there was hardship.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神说我允许那些人欺负你。
God says, I allow for them to deal with you.
但是我不允许他们侵害你。
But I will not have them harm you.
甚至在这里，我读这里以前没有感觉，后来读到这里，我说，哈，很有意思。
Before when I read this, I did not have any special thought, but when I read it again, it's very meaningful.
以前读创世纪。
Before when I read Genesis.
读到以色列人下迦南。
When I read that Israel went to Canaan.
我心思里头就有一个想法。
Then I would think before
神啊，你为什么不维持他们在迦南呢？
That God would have them go to Egypt and not sustain them in Canaan.
为什么要把他们领到埃及呢？
Why is it that would lead them into Egypt?
当时不会想。
But I did not think.
也没有想得那么深。
I did not think so deeply.
那么以后读的时候就觉得，哎呀。 太宝贝了，神。
So later on, when I read again, then I treasure this as so precious.
不是以色列人上埃及的那一件事。
It is not the matter that they went down to Egypt.
是神为什么让以色列人上埃及？
But it's the fact, why did God allow for them to go to Egypt?
没办法找到有理由。
You just can't figure out a reason.
但是105篇把理由给我们。
But Psalm 105 shows us the reason.
因为他们在雅各和他的子孙在。 在当时的迦南地，也是受了好多的欺负。
That's because Jacob and his family was also dealt with harshly in the land of Canaan.
当然他们自己本身也不和好。
Of course, they had troubles in the family themselves.
那结果就发生了，约瑟给卖到埃及的事。
So then Joseph was sold to Egypt.
那我们就会问了。
Then we'll ask,
神为什么不允许别人欺负以色列？ 为什么允许他们的兄弟欺负自己兄弟呢？
Why is it you would not allow for others to harm Israel, but allow for the brothers to deal with one another?
我们从外面来看, 你没有办法看得出有什么理由会这样的。
But when we try to figure out reason externally, we just can't figure out why.
大富翁有很多很多的钱死了。 儿女们在那里争财富就争起来。雅各在那个时候有什么财富？
Of course, when we see in the news, many wealthy people, after they pass on, then their children will fight over the inheritance. But for Jacob at that time, he did not have much wealth to speak of.
没有什么财富。
Not much wealth to speak of.
神是应许把迦南地给他。
But God promised to give them Canaan.
但时间没到，他们就没得到迦南地。
But time has not yet come, so they did not receive the land as their inheritance.
神又把约瑟带到埃及去呢？
So why did God bring Joseph to Egypt?
我们没办法能从启示录里头所记载的那些事情找得出一个理由来说，约瑟你不去埃及怎么可以？
We just cannot find a reason why from the accounts itself, why is it that he must go to Egypt?
不成理由。
There's just no reason to be found.
感谢主，你读到105篇。
But when we read Psalm 105,
神把那个答案给你。
God gives us the answer.
什么答案？
What is the answer?
16节。
Verse
16. 他命饥荒降在那地上，将所依靠的粮食全行断绝，在他们以前。 打发一个人去，越是被卖为奴仆，人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆屈，耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了。Verse
16 to verse 19。
弟兄姊妹，你就看到这样一件事。
Then brothers and sisters, we see
越是自己。 在他临终的时候也对弟兄们说过这个话，但是我们没有放在心上。
Even Joseph himself said the very same words God is speaking here, but we did not take it to heart.
但是在诗篇里面在提这件事的时候，你就不能不想不担心了。
But in Psalms, when it mentioned this again, then we must take this to heart.
越是给卖到埃及，好像是他们弟兄们中间失去和气而造成的。
The fact that Joseph was sold to Egypt seems like because there was disharmony amongst the brothers that they did so.
又是当时也不知道是神的手要这样领他到那边。
And at the moment, Joseph himself did not realize it's God's hand that will lead them there.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
事情到了显明的时候。
When the time has come, when the matter shall be revealed.
05篇就在那里印证了。
Psalm 105 confirms that.
约瑟是埃及，是谁要他先走？
It was Joseph who was sold into Egypt who sent him there first.
并且也借着这样的一个安排来造就约瑟能跟随神的旨意来往前行。
But it was also not only to send him first beforehand, but according to work upon Joseph to edify him to be useful to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那你顺着这个历史的次序来看105篇。
So when we,
一直到106篇。
So when we follow this chronological order in Psalm 105 to Psalm 106,
我就不再细细说了。
Then I won't go into all the details.
因为你往上看的时候就是一件加上一件，又加上一件，再加上一件，还要加上去，一直加到106篇的末了。
Because when we see this is one after another added on and added on until the end of Psalm 106.
而就是说出他们在出埃及的过程和进了迦南以后，他们跟神的那个关系。
It speaks of their relationship from when they enter into Egypt to leave Egypt, enter into Canaan and their relationship with God.
神对以色列人没有一点亏负他们。
And how God dealt with them, he has never shortchanged them whatsoever.
但是你看到以色列人是不住的在那里，尝到神的恩典。就侍奉神敬拜神短短的一个时间又打回原形又把外邦的偶像来代替神。
But on the contrary, we see how the people of Israel, they tasted God's goodness, and they served God, worshiped God, but for a short time, and then they forsook God, and then they worshiped idols, and they forsook God.
一点点的事情就在神的面前。闹意见了。
And with any suffering a little bit of discipline, they will murmur against God.
哎呀，我们没肉吃了。
We have no meat to eat.
我们在埃及的时候又吃鱼又吃肉，都不用花钱。
When we are in Egypt, we can eat all the meat we want, the fish and the meat, and we did not need to spend money.
现在用钱买都买不到。
But now, even if we wanted to buy this, we cannot.
神为什么把我们领到这个地方？
Why would God lead us to such a place?
甚至有一次，弟兄姊妹，你记得的。
Even to one point, you remember, brothers and sisters.
他们跟摩西吵了。
And they argue with Moses.
难道在埃及没有好好的坟地啊？
Would you not rather die in Egypt?
让我们领到这个旷野里头撞死了就撞在旷野里。
But you lead us here to die in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，你留意的这些话他们都说得出来。
Now, brothers and sisters, you notice how, what kind of words they can say.
就在一个什么的地步。
You can just imagine how they have offended God.
如果是人对付人的话呢，没有一个人可以承担得了。
Now, if it's man against man, no one can bear this.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神都承担上来。
God bore all this from them.
他们太过分的时候。
When they were too much.
神给他们一些管教。
God disciplined them.
但是在管教的里边呢。
Even in his discipline.
还是带着很深的怜悯来陪伴他们。
There is still deep mercy with them.
如果弟兄姊妹你从05当中一直读到06的快末了，
When we read from Psalm 105, close to the end of Psalm 106,
你看见以色列人中间所发表的事情都是这样。
You can see this is the cycle, the matters, the events in the people of Israel.
他们甚至连摩西也连累了。
Even to a point that they have caused harm to Moses.
因为他们已经到了迦南的边地啊。
Because now,
边地。
They're right at the border of Canaan.
他们还在那里跟神吵。
And they're still murmuring with God.
他们吵什么呢？
What were they murmuring about?
吵着水喝。
They wanted water to drink.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters,
他们在这旷野四十年，神供应他们饮水的事情有几次。
They were in the wilderness for 40 years, and how many times God provided water to them?
每次神都是用不同的方法来叫他们脱离那个口渴。
And each time, God will quench their thirst.
他竟然到了快到迦南地界边了，又在闹，我们要水喝。
But unimaginable, even right at the border about to enter, they murmur about water again.
结果这一件事情把摩西的气的吃不下了。
And so they did this to a point that they angered Moses.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到32节。
So verse 32.
他们在米利巴水又叫耶和华发怒，甚至摩西也受了亏损，是因他们也动他的灵。摩西用嘴说了急躁的话，那原文和他用嘴说了急躁的话。
They angered him, God, also at the waters of strife so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes because they provoked his spirit so that he spoke unadvisedly with his lips.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这里就记载了以色列人的愚昧连摩西都拖累了。
You can see here that because of their murmuring thatMoses suffered for their sake.
从出埃及开始一直到现在。
From the time of leaving Egypt to this point,
摩西是整个人整个心都摆在他们的身上。
Moses as a whole, his whole being was placed upon them.
到了这个时候。
So at this particular point,
他们又把他们的怒气发在摩西的身上。
And they had all their murmuring, their grieving, and turned it upon Moses.
我们又没有水喝了。
We have no water again.
我们的牲畜又饿死了。
And our animals will thirst to death.
我们人也都要干死了。
And we're going to thirst to death.
那当时摩西到神面前去。
So Moses went before God.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读过那段的圣经，应该有印象的。
So brothers and sisters, if you read that passage, you will remember.
神说摩西，
God says,
你去吩咐磐石流出水来给他们喝吧。
God told Moses to speak to the rock to give forth water for them to drink.
因为圣经里头是这样说，我们才有胆量说到摩西那一次也给激动了。
Because it is recorded in this way in the scriptures, then we can say that at that time Moses was provoked.
So, 他连听神的话也不晓得是真的没听清楚，还是听清楚而没有很注意到神这样说。
Whether to a point he was so provoked that he either did not hear clearly the word of God or he heard it, but he was so bothered that he did not act accordingly.
我们不知道他的实在的情形是怎样。
We don't know the exact situation.
但是神在这里说，他的灵也给引动。
But God says here that they provoked his spirit.
待会再看，再说说这里。
Now perhaps later we can expound more on this.
那么结果摩西怎么样呢？
So as a result, what did Moses do?
神吩咐他去吩咐磐石流出水来。
So when God told Moses to speak to the rock for water.
但是摩西闷着一肚子气 到了磐石那里，他就想起上一次神叫我敲打磐石，我这次也敲打。
So Moses was so provoked and angered that he remembered last time when God told him to strike the rock, so he struck the rock again.
他忘了神叫他说你吩咐磐石流出水来。
So he forgot that God had told him to command the rock to give forth the water.
但是他忘了神的话。
And he forgot the word of God.
因为他灵里受骚扰了。
Because he was provoked in his spirit.
人的怒气弄到他那个灵里头不够苏醒了。
And man's anger provoked him to the point of his spirit was not very alert.
那结果他就用他的手杖再击打磐石。
So he used the staff to strike the rock again.
神就说摩西你这一次你出毛病了。
And God told Moses, because of this, you have erred.
虽然以色列人是那样移动我的怒气，我还没有用怒气来对付他们，怎么你先发怒气？
And even though the people of Israel provoked me in this way, I have not dealt with them according with my wrath, but yet you would be so angry with them.
所以因着这样的一件事，
and because of this,
你也不能进迦南。
Moses could not enter Canaan.
像那四十年死在旷野的以色列人一样。
And just like those who perished in the wilderness for those 40 years.
这里给我们留意到两个事情。
So this, we take note of two things.
第一个事情，
first,
就是神自己的那个不那一个性格。
That is first God himself in his own character.
他没有偏待人。
He is not partial with man.
如果一般人来说，
in general,
神啊，你把你那一个度量扩大一点好不好？
Oh God, you can just expand your measure just a little bit.
以色列人做那么许多的事，你都给他们有饶恕，有扶持。
Israel have done so much wrong, yet you have given forgiveness and you have mercy with them.
摩西只是灵里的里边受了激动，他说的一些事情，把你心里的意念代表错了。
So that Moses' spirit was provoked and he spoke unadvisedly and misrepresented you just a bit.
你就那么厉害的对付他，不给他，不让他进迦南。
But you deal with him so harshly that he cannot enter Canaan.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
前不久我们不是读到说，神在最末了的时候用审判来结束一切的悖逆吗？
Did we not mention previously, not too long ago, at the end, that God will use his judgment to end all rebellion?
那时候我们不会想到像摩西这一件事情发生的。
Of course, then we would not think of this matter with Moses.
我们就会有一个意念说，神啊，真的，你能用你审判的权柄来结束一切的不洁和不义吗？
God, truly, will you use your judgment rightly to end all that is impure and unclean?
神在那里不是很答复他说吗？
Did God not say?
我一定是这样。
Surely, that is what I will do.
因为我的宝座是用神的公义来设立的。
For his throne is established with integrity.
有什么凭据？
What is that based on?
现在有了。
So here we can see.
神说，
God says,
摩西，你的灵给引动。
Moses, your spirit was provoked.
你可以去看看迦南，但是你不能进迦南。
You can go and see the land of Canaan, but you cannot enter.
当然这个事情在以后我们读经下去会看到，摩西多次上神求，神啊，你领我进去吧，我进去看，瞧一瞧，我也满足。
Of course, later on when we read, we can see how Moses pleaded with God that to allow for him to enter and he will be satisfied.
神说不行。
And God says no.
那一件事情，你只能让你在约旦河这一边去浏览一下迦南地。
But God allowed for him on this side of the river Jordan to have a look upon the promised land.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是给我 记载的摩西这一件事情，就反映了神的审判绝对没有虚假。
So brothers and sisters, with this recording of how God dealt with Moses, we can see how righteous his judgment is.
这也给我们学到一些功课。
And then this also allows for us to learn some lesson.
弟兄姊妹们，常常我们会有人的愚昧这样显出来。
Now, many times we would reveal our own foolishness.
一个弟兄跟你或者一个姊妹跟你有过不去的事。
Perhaps sometimes when a brother or sisters, we have something against with them.
你给气坏了。
And we are just so angry.
那你怎么样？
So then what do we do?
你大概又用脾气来回报。
Perhaps we'll repay them or reply with anger as well.
你会说。
We'll say.
他如果不这样我也不会这样。
Well, I wouldn't have acted this way if they didn't act that way first.
我到了这个光景那是他引起我的。
Well, I'm acting like this, it's because I was provoked by him.
如果他不是这样的话我也不会有愚昧的到这个地步。
So if he didn't act first that way, I wouldn't be so foolish to respond in this way.
弟兄姊妹们不要以为这个理由在神面前说得过去。
Brothers and sisters, do not think such a reason would get by with God.
你看看摩西的意见就知道。
You know, we can see this example with Moses.
神在这里说我的话是一定执行。
And God says, I will execute according to my word.
我要守我的约一直到千代。
And I will keep my covenant for 1,000 generations.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当然我们看到摩西最末了的时候他还也是服下来。
Now, of course, at the end, we see how Moses submitted.
他真的在约旦河的东岸尼泊山上看了看迦南地也就被主接走了。
Now, we see then how Moses on the east of the river Jordan looked at the land and he was received by the Lord on the mount.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那0506是把以色列出埃及一直到进迦南甚至进迦南以后的那件事情陈列了出来的历史。
We can see how God listed the history of Israel from leaving Egypt to entering the land, even after entering the land, how God listed all their history.
都是引神怒气的。
And they all provoked the wrath of God.
引动神对他们的管教。
And therefore, it led to the discipline of God upon them.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神在管教他们的时候。
Even when God dealt with them.
管教完了又把他们带回来。
After God disciplined them, he brought them back.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我读一段经文弟兄姊妹们你也应该知道我要说的是什么。
I think brothers and sisters, when I read this passage, you will understand clearly.
四十节。
Verse 40.
所以耶和华的怒气让他的百姓发作憎恶他的产业将他们交在外邦人的手里恨他们的人就辖制他们他们的仇敌也欺压他们他们就伏在敌人手下他屡次搭救他们他们却设谋悖逆因自己的罪孽降为卑下然而他听见他们哀求的时候就眷顾他们的急难为他们纪念他的约照他丰盛的慈爱后悔他也使他们在凡掳掠他们的人面前蒙怜恤。
Read from verse 40 to 46.
弟兄姊妹这就包括了以色列的多次受外敌的欺负的事情在里面。
Brothers and sisters, this passage would include all the times where Israel was oppressed by their enemy.
连亚述灭了以色列，巴比伦灭了犹大。
Includes also when Assyria destroyed Israel and Babylon destroyed Judah.
但是弟兄姊妹你看到这也说到神纪念着他们
But brothers and sisters, you can see how God remembered them, their affliction, and remember for them His covenant and deliver them.
好了, 那现在呢, 就转来一个非常严肃的问题了。
Now we shift to a very solemn issue here.
47节,
Verse 47.
耶和华我们的神啊, 求你拯救我们, 从外邦中召聚我们, 我们好称赞你的圣名, 以赞美你为夸胜, 耶和华以色列的神, 是应当称颂的, 从亘古直到永远, 愿众民都说阿们, 你们要赞美耶和华。
Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God. At the end of Psalm 106, this is how Book 4 ends.
我要弟兄姊妹们留心的呢, 不是说
What I want brothers and sisters to take note of is not just the end of Book 4 here.
我们要留意事件的末了带给我们看见一件什么很迫切的现象。
But what I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to is right at the end of all four books. What is the phenomenon it shows us very urgently?
05到06一直说到 神在历史上怎样扶持以色列。
Psalm 105, 106 continues to show us how God has supported His people throughout history.
神到底,
and how Israel continued to rebel with God till the end.
但是神终极纪念他的约,
but nevertheless,
在管教以外, 把他仍然把他们带回。
At the end, God remember His covenant under the, with discipline still carry them back.
所以第六篇的末了那一节的圣经，你细细去留意，有话在里边的。
Pay attention to the last words here in Psalm 106. There are many words in these verses.
字句不多。
It's very simple.
就是那么一节。
It's just this verse.
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远。
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting.
这个话并不太，不是最重要。
That is not the most important.
重要的在接下来的那句话。
But the focus is on what is to follow.
弟兄姊妹你留意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你不留意的话就平平常常也就过去了。
If we do not pay attention, we'll read it very casually.
那最末了那句话怎么说？
What does these last words say?
愿众民都说阿们，你们要赞美耶和华。And
let all the people say, Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
这句话很简单。These
words are very simple.
愿众民都说阿们。Let
all the people say, Amen.
你说这有什么特别?
So you say, well, what's so unique about it?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, if we really know what it means for all the people,
他们都做一件事情,
they all will do this.
就是对于神所发表的一切都说阿们。
That is, they will respond to all that God expressed with the Amen.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
众民,
all the people,
肯定不是一两个人。
For sure, it's not just a few.
是许多人。
Many.
这许多人是什么人?
And who are these many?
以色列民吗?
Israel?
当然包括他们。
Of course, they are included.
但是在这里一说到愿众民的时候,
but when it says that all the people,
是包括以色列和在外邦所有, 被主吸引而拣选主的人。
It includes not only Israel, but all those of the Gentiles who are drawn by the Lord and come to the Lord.
他们对着神都说阿们。
And all the people say to God, Amen.
承认神的所赐
and they acknowledge who God is
接受神的所作
and accept all that he has done
这个事情完成了
and this is complete
所以最末了那句话就是
so then the last words say
你们要赞美耶和华
praise ye the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这个是说到这句话字面所给我们留意的事情
this is only for us to take note of even on the surface
但是你要留意到深处的话
but when we look into the depth of it
你不能忘记
we must remember that
这是包括基督身体的建造
this includes the edification of the body of Christ
而因为基督身体的建造才能叫这个众民那个意思显得出来。
Now, because only when the body of Christ is edified, it really will make an emphasis on a fact of all the people.
这里难得的是，没有一个人例外，不再重视神自己的话。
What is important here is there is no exception. Everyone, all the people will focus, put weight on the word of God.
众人都注意神所说的话
and all the people will pay attention to the word of God
特别是迁到作为基督身体的教会
especially when we mention about the body with the church which is the body of Christ
因为他们是外邦人蒙恩好像超越过以色列民
For they are the Gentiles who have received grace seemingly, seems as if they have received grace surpassing Israel.
当然他们是超过以色列民
Of course, they do surpass Israel.
因为以色列民的所接受的神与神立约的事情到国度为止
Because the reality which Israel receives ends with the kingdom.
但教会所接受的那一个差遣乃是直到永远。
And that is the end of their covenant, but what the church is committed to is everlasting.
所以愿众民都说阿们这个话太有意思了。
So these words, let all the people say Amen, it is very meaningful.
虽然诗篇是在旧约里边站在以色列人的立场上面来说到他们和神的关系
Even though the Psalms is in the Old Testament speaking of the relationship between Israel and God.
但是你一牵到神的永远的旨意
But when we connect it with the eternal will of God.
你就看见基督教会是基督的身体的启示也就隐含在里头
Then we're able to see the revelation of the church as the body of Christ is hidden amongst these words.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
愿众民都说 Amen.
And let all the people say Amen.
你们要赞美耶和华
Praise ye the Lord.
我们也随就特别的把它引到我们薄饼
And we will just let this be a lead in to bread breaking.
特别是特别祷告聚会
Especially when we in a prayer meeting.
我在这里很愿意弟兄姊妹们在这样的聚会里头弟兄姊妹们发声祷告赞美主的时候扬起身来
And so here I would like to encourage brothers and sisters when we pray let us speak loudly lift our voices
你才能引出愿众民都说 Amen
And then that will only lead to all the people echoing and saying Amen
有好些时候
Many times.
我坐得很近的弟兄或者姊妹祷告也许我耳朵聋了我听不到他们说什么。
Perhaps I'm getting hard of hearing, but many times even brothers and sisters who I sit close to, it's difficult for me to hear what they say.
也不知道要该不该阿们。
How do I respond or echo with an amen? Because I cannot hear what they're saying, but we thank the Lord.
06篇给我们一个提醒。
And so Psalm 106 reminds us.
我们要赞美神。
We must praise the Lord.
像别处诗篇所说的是扬起身来赞美神
So as other psalms encourage us to lift up our voice and praise ye the Lord
但愿主恩待我们
May the Lord deal graciously with us
直到我们与他面对面的时候
Until we see him face to face
我们还要说
And we still will say,
神永远配得称赞。
That forever God is worthy to be praised.
基督永远配得受高举。
And Christ forever is worthy to be exalted.
好，我们下礼拜回来就要开始第六卷，第五卷。
Next week when we return, we'll begin book five.
我们仰望主，把我们很实际的进入第五卷。第五卷真的是领着我们怎么进入，众口都说阿门。
We'll enter very practically into book five. Book five shows us how it leads all the people, all our mouths to echo amen.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把你的所事和所做毫无保留的向人来说明。
You express very clearly to us who you are and what you have done.
你启示了你所要做的事。
And you reveal to us all of your work.
我们在你的话语的光照底下，我们真实的是看见自己的愚昧和无知。
Lord, under the light of your word, truly we see our own ignorance and foolishness.
主啊，但愿你救我们脱离这一切的与你合不来的事情。
And Lord, help us to deliver us from these things that are not harmonious with you.
让我们的心思和意念完全的归到你的身上。
So all mind and thought will be gathered and placed upon you.
和神的儿子所做成的功里面。
And that we are entering into all the finished work of the Son of God.
主，我们何等看怕可吗可恶。称颂你自己的话，现在就是在各处给兴起来。
Lord, how we long for you to raise up even now for all those who will praise your work.
但愿主你借着圣灵把这一份恩惠赏给这末后世代的教会。
Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will you grant such grace to these generation of the last days?
让我们真被带到这样的一个光景里。
So we will truly be brought to this condition.
欢然的预备好等候你的回来。
So that we welcome you, your return, we prepare well.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.